Blog Talk Radio.
The power of forgiveness. Do you have the faith to forgive? Do you trust God enough to for him to hear, heal, and deliver you from your transgressor? In the romantic and poetic Greek language, the word forgiveness is translated aphesis, or freedom, and represents the utmost of maturity and integrity in a believer. I am by no means saying it is easy to forgive, but it is absolutely necessary to do so. Forgiveness exists exclusively under the paradigm of faith. Simply stated, if you have no faith, it is virtually impossible to forgive. Our ability to forgive is rooted and grounded in God's ability or faith to forgive us. That's Psalms 103:12. Today, on Pathways to Truth Radio, the power of forgiveness. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Once again, welcome to Pathways to Truth Radio. I'm your host, Nick Danger. You're probably saying, who? And guess what? We have Brother Frank Billions with us today. Brother Frank, who?
Hey,
we know it's been a minute. But we're back live with you guys today, and hey, we appreciate your faithfulness and hanging there with us and continuing to listen to the radio. So, Brother Frank, good morning, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, man, I'm excited, Nick, about our topic this morning, man. So, hey, man, I'm ready to kind of dive into it. But good morning, everybody.
I think when we were talking about the all-encompassing mind of a believer, one of the biggest challenges we have as a human being is forgiveness. The unique thing about this word is that, or the antithesis or the opposite of forgiveness is unforgiveness. But, Brother Frank, do you know, Pathways to Truth Radio, do you know that the word unforgiveness does not appear in the Word of God once?
That's right.
So it stands to reason, Brother Frank, that the only recourse that we have is to forgive.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to say this, and I got you coming on in here. This is what the Bible says. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's Psalm 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, so too has he removed our transgressions from us. Brother Frank.
Wow, man. You hit the nail on the head, man, when you said, man, in the intro that faith, man, we need faith. It takes faith to forgive. The devil is always trying to convince us to do the opposite of what God tells us to do, man. And you're right, man, there's really no such thing as unforgiveness. You know what I mean? Because God, in order to stay in the right relationship with God, we have to forgive, man.
Period.
Yeah, period. We have to forgive, man. So faith is understanding that God has forgiven us.
Mm-hmm.
We forget in our anger that when we want to get somebody back or bring vengeance on somebody, we forget all about that God forgave us.
Yep.
You know, so in the Bible, the Bible says that they can. It speaks of condoning the offense.
Yeah.
It says what forgiveness does not mean is condoning the offense. See, the Bible actually condemns those who claim that bad actions are harmless or acceptable.
Right.
Okay. Now, because it's unacceptable, we have to realize that what most of us don't realize that vengeance belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to get you. But in our anger and in our flesh nature, we think we have to do it.
Yep.
You know, so hey man, I just want to kind of make sure that we take our time, bro, and just lay this out, because this thing, most people don't realize that this unforgiveness take you right out of the presence of God.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, because if you dissect this, see, most churches or religious institutions, they don't really touch this much. They might quote a scripture, but they don't really take a scalpel and just cut this cancer open and expose it.
Mm-hmm.
See, because once you expose unforgiveness, there's a stench to it.
Yes.
See, it's decomposing flesh underneath the surface, because you listen, on a daily basis, we transgress against God.
Yes.
Some people, Brother Frank, moment to moment. And so somebody might say, Brother Nick, how can you say moment to moment? I can say it very easily, because those people are the people that remain in unforgiveness.
Yes.
If you transgress against God from moment to moment, then you are in unforgiveness and sin.
Yes.
Okay. Born into it, the mindset or the embodiment of sin, born into it, raised up in it, constantly exposed to it, where you see people are constantly at odds with one another and nobody's taking the steps to heal the relationship. See, the individual who is in faith will make the first move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, because they know, listen, it's too important for me to be in righteousness. It's more important for me to be righteous than right.
Yes.
I'm going to say that again. It's more important for me to be righteous. See, being righteous means I'm in right relationship with God.
Yeah.
Being right is me and you, Brother Frank. That you don't have any impact on my righteousness.
That's
you can't
right.
do anything about it. You can't save me, heal me, deliver me. You can't do none of that. So
That's
it's
right.
very easy for me to stay mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I looked at God in the light of, man, you know what? I'm transgressing against God moment to moment to moment. See, most people don't think about it like that. They think about it,
yeah.
Oh, I'm mad today. I don't see Sister Wilson until 2 weeks from now. I'm going to get it in. But that 2 week period, you in sin with God and you out of relationship with God.
Yes, sir.
No matter if you're that don't matter if you're the card-carrying deacon, the deaconess's wife, if you're the sister that makes the announcements, if you're the brother that runs the parking lot, it don't matter.
That's right, Nick.
That's right.
That's right. That's right, man. See, and then I love how God brings back to our remembrance. One thing that I realized that God, how God takes this serious, is that God don't want you to be pretending that the offense never happened.
Right.
God forgave King David of a serious sin, but he did not shield David from the consequences of his actions.
No.
God even had David's sin recorded so that they are remembered today, bro.
Yes, sir.
But God forgave him.
Yeah.
But he still wants you to realize, look, you can't continue to allow people to just take advantage of you. He don't want you to harbor and stuff in your spirit, because he wants you to continue on in righteousness, right, instead of unrighteousness, like you were saying, Brother Nick, so that we can stay in that righteous relationship with him. Because harboring these things brings other demons, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he don't want you to open up your heart and the pathway for these guys to enter into your spirit, man.
Yes, sir.
Into your soul. So, hey, man, allowing others to take advantage of you. So suppose, for an example, that you loan somebody some money. But the person that you loan the money to, they wasted on something else. And now they can't repay you. He is very sorry and apologized to you. He could even choose, you could even choose to forgive him and not harboring the resentment. But, Nick, I probably won't let him borrow no more money.
Absolutely.
I don't forgive him for it, but I probably won't let him borrow no more money.
Right. So that's another level. That's another level.
Yeah.
See, because the individual, we're talking about deliverance now. God says, forgive and forget. Oh, now we're going down the road just switched from the Romans road to the Damascus road. See, we can feel real good about forgiving somebody, but can we forget?
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you something right here. Let me show you something. This is going to help everybody. Can you really, really, really forget? Okay, so now, we're talking about a spiritual sinkhole.
Mm-hmm.
The inability to forget creates a spiritual sinkhole for yourself. Not for the individual so much as, but for you. So he says in Romans 7:18-20, he says, look, for I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil, which you mentioned earlier, Brother Frank,
mm-hmm.
I do not want to do, this is what I keep on doing. So now if I do what I do, not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it.
Yeah.
That's Romans 7:18-20. So Brother Paul was saying, look, in my sinful nature, I have the inability to forget.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only that, but Brother Frank, I don't want to forget.
Yeah, that's it.
See, now we're talking about transitioning from a man of faith to a man of flesh.
Yeah.
That's why in the beginning of the show, the Holy Spirit said through his word, you have not truly crossed over into righteousness unless you have forgiven and forgotten the deed.
Yes.
He said, this is what I did. I took your transgressions, Brother Nick, all the wickedness and evil you did, and I put it as far away from me as the east is from the west. See, because he said, no sin, No sin can dwell in the presence of God. You can't stand before God and sin. You can't fellowship with Him and sin. You can't grow in faith without the ability to say, you know what, Brother Frank, I know what you did.
Yeah.
I forgive you, but for my own good and for yours, I got to let it go. And me, I can't let it go for 2 weeks, see you jack somebody else up, and then come back to the old Nick. Well, watch this, Brother Frank. Look at this. Forgiveness is a gift from God. See, the parameters for forgiveness are unlimited, but the requirements are unchangeable.
Yes.
Okay, here's the requirement. The sinner must repent. He must reconcile, and then he must be restored.
Mm-hmm.
So we have established that there's a direct correlation between the erosion of faith. Excuse me. I gotta calm down. I'm so excited. Let me take a deep breath here.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we have established, Brother Frank, this morning so far in the first 15 minutes that there is a direct correlation between the erosion of faith and a loss of hearing.
Yes.
A loss of hearing means you have a loss of fear of the Lord God. And when you lose your fear of the Lord, I'm talking about being afraid of God, not just reverence or respect, then you don't care about your sin, which is characterized as willful disobedience.
That's good.
All right, that's a lot. I know, I'm going to stop right there. Remember I talked about that sinkhole. This is what's created. You're willfully disobeying what God tells you to do. See, here it is, Brother Fink. I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to bring you in after this.
Go ahead.
Your inability to forgive is directly related to your inability to give that thing to God.
Wow.
You can't reconcile it within yourself. You can't reconcile the fact that Sister Johnson took your seat next to the pastor's wife. Hey, you had coveted that seat from the time you got up in the morning. You was putting your makeup on. And then she got there earlier than you, and Sister, the first lady sat there and plopped down right next to her. Boy, you didn't hear nothing else after that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
That's why, Brother Dick, that's why, man, as we understand what forgiveness does not mean.
Yes.
See, pardoning with no valid basis. See, God, I'm glad you opened it up where it's the erosion of our faith,
mm-hmm.
and it's the loss of hearing.
Yes.
When you lose your hearing, you outside.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's why God does not, listen, man, God does not forgive people who are guilty of willful, malicious sin and who refuse to acknowledge their mistakes, change their ways, and apologize to those whom they have hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Such unrepentant ones become God's enemies, bro.
Yes, sir.
They full of effect in their flesh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not require us to forgive those whom he has not forgiven. See, that's the erosion of your faith.
Yeah.
That's the loss of your hearing, man. These folks are just malicious, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They have to come to a repentant heart, man. They have to come to a repentant heart. And God said in his word, man, in Psalms, man, in Proverbs, in Acts, in Hebrews, man, he talks about all this stuff, man.
Yes.
You know, being a victim of a cruel mistreatment, man, by someone who refuses to apologize or admit to what he has done to you. But listen, my thing is that because we don't understand God's word, man, and we don't read and study and meditate God's word, man, God is serious about this forgiveness stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's why, like you said, Nick, you are not going to find the word unforgiveness in his word.
Mm-mm.
God wants everything to come through him, man.
That's right. That's it right there. Yes, sir. Yeah, he's a thoroughfare. Everything got to come through him. He's the gatekeeper.
Yes, man.
Don't get it twisted. Goodness gracious. Brother Frank, look at this here, man.
Go ahead.
I got to come back to this sinkhole, man, because this thing is resonating in my spirit, man, this spiritual sinkhole. When Paul was saying, look, man, we've heard people quote this scripture a million times because they like saying, yeah, the thing that I don't do, I do, and then the thing I should do, I shouldn't. You know, we've heard that.
Yeah.
We've heard that, you know. But see, this is what they're not saying. They're not talking about what you just alluded to a few seconds ago, the cause and effect.
Yes.
This is in many instances, this becomes generational to the point where it becomes so far removed from the original transgressors that the people who are committing it today have no idea what the genesis of the conflict was all about.
Oh, my goodness, man. Absolutely.
what do you mean? Oh, okay, what are you talking about, the Hatfields and the McCoys? two nations fighting, races fighting against one another, political parties. What happened in 1683 that caused the state of Pennsylvania to be upset with the state of New York? Why do we harbor this? It's learned behavior.
Yes. Yeah.
It's learned behavior. That's what I'm saying. This is the spirit of that you talked about, these demons. They teach us how to stay out of God's will. I just said that when you don't care about your sin, that's willful disobedience.
Yeah.
God is telling you every day, this is how you need to act. You don't have the ability to forgive this person. Nick, let me show you how to do it. Just give it to me and let me handle it. Let me heal you. Let me deliver you. And then let me put you back in the game. It's just like
coming off
the field with an injury, coming off the court with an injury, and God is the trainer that puts you back together so you can go back in the game. But there's a period of time where you got to sit on the sideline for him to make the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for him to put whatever he needs to put, change your equipment or tape you up, give you a shot, whatever it is, so that you are able to get back in and compete. Okay, the lingering effect of that particular hit you took or fall that you took, okay, might require rehabilitation.
Yes.
And in that instance, God takes you out of the game completely. Until you can't get back in until you're completely healed. All right, so that you don't become a danger to yourself or to the people that are relying on you to do your job. It's the same way in the kingdom. You know, when you act crazy as a believer and you running around as a male beating up on your wife, or as a female scratching up the boyfriend that cheated on your car and all kind of crazy stuff, people are looking at you because They say, didn't Cindy say she was a Christian? Or didn't Cindy say she believed in God? Look at the way she carrying on.
Yes.
You hurting the team. you hurting the team when you do that. This is going on in Philadelphia. I'm in Charlotte, but you still hurting the team.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
All right.
As a matter of fact, the Bible says that, and it advises us to let go of anger and abandon your rage. It says, while not really excusing the error, but you can refuse to be consumed with anger, bro.
Yes, sir.
But that comes with you have to trust that God will bring the person to account.
Yes.
See, as a believer, we must know that it's our job. I don't want to be offended. I don't want somebody to take advantage of me. But I know now through my maturity that I can't be consumed in rage because somebody took advantage of me. Because I know that God don't like folks messing with his kids, man.
No.
Please believe me. If you mess with me, he will get you back.
Yeah.
Look, because I know that, I can go on about my way now. See, you cannot also, or you can also take someone comfort, somewhat comfort in knowing that God will bring a time when we will no longer feel the deep pain, bro. That's what I'm getting to. It's a deep pain or a hurt that may burden us now, but through faith and through understanding who God is, we can release that, man, and move on with our lives, bro.
That is so powerful what you just said, man. Here's the thing that keeps the brothers and sisters enraged, Brother Frank.
Yeah.
Is that we don't have the patience.
Right.
Because there's a time limit. There's a time limit on our retaliation. I want to get him now.
Mm.
You got to get her now, God. God, why is she still walking around after what she did to my sister? Why are you still letting them? See, they don't know God's vengeance takes a form that we can't neither understand nor comprehend, because the Bible says his ways are way past our understanding. See, we're thinking in our mortal mind that we're looking for some physical demise.
Mm-hmm.
That God kill him. This is what people are saying. You know, because we don't see them have a car accident or the house fall on top of them like the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz. That's what we want. Or we want the same or worse to happen to us. Okay, so let's talk about some spiritual maturity here.
Yeah.
Don't think for one second that God don't talk to people that don't love him or know him. Don't think that his angels don't visit these folks and warn them.
That's right.
See, y'all think that because y'all have been in Sunday school for 45 years, that God only talks to quote-unquote Christians. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, man.
He is the God of everything. So don't think that the brother that is laying up in the bed with the six women don't hear God telling him, look, man, you're going to have to tighten this up. Because think about yourself when you were in sin.
Yes, sir.
And think about those visitations you got when you were smoking dope and carrying on and whoring and whoremongering and carrying on. Think about those conversations when you were still snorting cocaine and you heard that voice say, you know what, you're going to hit the wall going 80 miles an hour. You might want to chill out. Who do you think that was? It wasn't your cousin Larry. It wasn't your Uncle Willie. It wasn't your auntie or Nana. That was God telling you, look, man, God always warns us. That's what I love about him.
That's right.
That's all I got, Frank.
That's right, man. Bruh, man, that's why, man, that word is so powerful, man, because he lets us know that what forgiveness is not, forgiving every little perceived slight. Sometimes, rather than pardoning a so-called offender, we may need to admit, bruh, that we had no valid cause for being offended in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible says, do not be quick to take offense, for the taking of offense is the mark of a fool.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you go back to, bro, when you just went over with us, man. Bro, we're not patient. We don't want to wait on God, because, see, we want to see something now. Because, bro, you just stand up way back in the show, man. See, Christians do this, bro. Okay. It's an erosion of our faith.
Yeah.
It's a loss of hearing when your patience is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get revenge now, and you want to see with your eyes instead of with your ears. See, we see with our ears. But if your hearing is gone, you can't see. You can't understand what God is doing.
Amen.
So, we have to be patient, man, and realize that God is taking care of business, man.
Yes.
It's exactly what you said, bro. Don't think that the brother is just going away free and God's not saying nothing to him.
Mm-hmm.
Or the sister.
See, Brother Frank, one of the main... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, right, you good.
You mentioned earlier about the demons that are assigned to us as soon as we cross over the threshold of transgression. They're like sitting there waiting in the sideline for us to cross this line of faith. Once we step out of faith, they pounce on us like a 500-pound lion. Okay, see, the main element in offense is pride.
Yes.
That's the main element of offense. And see, so pride is assigned to guess who? Lucifer.
Without a doubt.
So Lucifer is the demon of pride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he has so much success with the Christian or the believer that is weak or immature. You become consumed by that thing to the point where all you want to do, it deteriorates. I've seen it happen in my own family. It deteriorates the mental and physical state of the individual to the point where they can't even function.
Mm-hmm.
They become zombie-like. They lose all faith, and they have no desire to even live. Watch this. Okay, what are you talking about, Brother Nick? The result of this disobedience, number one, is rebellion. When you are willfully disobedient, you transgress right over into rebellion, which involves witchcraft and sorcery and an explicit defiance of God's will. Then your mind becomes carnal.
Mm-hmm.
It even places your Christian or believer body under siege while you're sleeping. Then you go into unforgiveness, which cuts the individual off from God's grace, peace, and protection. And then lastly, it leads to bitterness. which severs ties to God's peace, forgiveness, love, and gives access to demons to invade your physical body, mind, and soul. That's how deep this thing is. I know everybody listening to the sound of our voices, they know somebody that's right there today, or either they themselves are right there. And if it's you, I pray that the Lord God deliver you from yourself.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Because, brother, man, oh, man, brother, exactly what you just said, that's why, man, in my prayer to mature in Christ as a mature believer, two demons you do not want to carry around is bitterness and resentment.
Mm-mm.
Man, listen, man. I had to learn how to turn self completely over to God and not harbor stuff in my spirit, because I just don't want to be carrying around the demons called bitterness and resentment. Them two boys right there, they will rip you apart.
Yes, sir.
Man, they'll take you so deep down that sinkhole, Nick. That sinkhole, man. Boy, them boys are take you deep down in there.
Yes, sir.
And so the power of forgiveness is the power of the Holy Spirit working within us.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why most Christians are running around here not forgiving folks, bro. Still harboring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter, and the sister that sat beside the first lady in church and took her seat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, every Sunday she's coming in church, she's coming and looking at her cross-eyed now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Although, see, what we have to remember, Nick, and what we quickly forget, man, is we have to keep at the forefront of our mindset, man, in our spirit and in our hearts, man, is that although I was a sinner, God forgave me, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, I didn't even love him, man.
Mm-mm.
And he forgave me. Sinners don't love God, man.
Nope.
They love themselves, man. You know, so forgiveness begins within, man. It's working that spirit within, man, so it can illuminate on the outside. It's from within we got to be corrected, man. It's underneath our skin. You know what I mean? Some people still, well, they ain't saying that, but they mad as I don't know what underneath their skin.
Oh, yeah.
They looking at Nick, man. They wish you would say something to them, Nick.
Yep.
Man, you can't be harboring that, man.
No, sir. The circumcision that's required, Brother Frank, we're talking about the circumcision of heart and faith.
Yes.
See, there's a man and a woman that is in heart pursuit of the things of God and being in right relationship with God, they're going to encounter hardship and trouble and trials and tribulation. That's they will face adversity. It's a promise. Jesus said it. Okay, so they're become, and then therein there is an inherent hypocrisy that's really superficial, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the person that knows a lot of stuff, but doesn't know God. That knows a lot of scriptures, but don't know the word.
Mm-hmm.
This person is a peril to himself and the other people that he engages. And in many instances, these people are people that are standing in the pulpit preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the true sons of God have an intimate knowledge of the Spirit and then leads and guides all believers. These are people that aren't, quote-unquote, clergymen. These are brothers and sisters that that you engage and encounter and empower in the marketplace while they're serving God's people. So God tells us to guard our heart above all things because it's the wellspring of life. He says that. He said, because that new heart, I'm talking about now healing now. I'm talking about healing now. You're just circumcising your heart from all of the pain and anger that Brother Frank just got finished talking about, anger that you've been harboring in your heart for decades, some of you. Bitter. Nobody want to be. Somebody see you coming. Oh, my God, here come Louie, man. I don't even want to. This dude is like, I don't even want to see this cat. Everybody knows somebody like that, either at work or your church or your gym you go work out at or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing for me on this particular part of it in terms of circumcision of the heart. We're talking about the spirit of deception, because remember, Satan is still involved in this thing now because he's dealing with your pride. Frank said earlier, your feelings got hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody offended you. He talked to you about offense. Jesus said, don't think it's strange that offenses might come, as if there was some strange thing. Offense is not a strange thing. It's a
That's
daily
right.
occurrence. Okay, how do you handle it now? This is critical, right? You must have the desire to change. Knowing
yes.
what to do and actually doing it are two different things, right? Knowing what to do and actually doing it are two profoundly different things. Okay, so here it is. One reflects the spirit of deception. That's Satan, right? That's knowing what to do. And then the other reflects the spirit of Christ, which is manifested through demonstration. So you have deception and demonstration warring against one another in the heart and mind and soul of the individual who has been offended. Because you,
wow.
I say to you that the enemy is going to create, his job is to magnify everything, to make it seem bigger. And somebody step on your toe and scuff up your brand new shoes, you think the whole world has come to an end. You're ready to fight. Demonstration says it's no big deal. I'll polish them when I get home. Wipe them off. Keep on moving.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You made me think about, man, how the generation and the time that we're living in now. And I remember doing a show a while back on, we was talking about the generation of kids and stuff that we're dealing with now. And out of all of history, probably now we have a generation of faithless people. I mean, man, the erosion of these people's faith, man, is almost, man, been blotted out.
Mm-hmm.
But you made me think about, Nick, that in my time of pain and hurt, you know, and through I thought that I was right. I thought I was right to be mad at this person who didn't run.
Mm-hmm.
See, but like most people, Nick, I was leaning on my own understanding about it.
Yeah.
See, I didn't have God's word on it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I started meditating on God's word and studying his word, and I realized, man, everything that I'm thinking about, the devil is putting in my head, and I'm dead wrong, man, for thinking like
mm-hmm.
this.
Yep.
I thought it was okay not to let something go, man. You know, man, no, man, you know, man, You did me wrong with that, you know. No, man. I'm not forgetting that, man. I'm not, man. You know, I'm gonna get you back. Man, I started studying, meditating God's word, man. All of my action was wrong, man.
Yes.
I had to be quick. You got to be quick in your forgiveness, man.
Yes.
it has to be with an instant. But because you don't work on your faith, then you don't have no power. Listen, man, at this maturity state that we're in, there is something that is operating within us that is much, much stronger than we are, Nick.
Yes.
That thing is called the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He is much, much stronger than me, man. I have allowed and submitted myself unto him because I'm no match for him, man. I'm no match for him. Nick, it's amazing to me how people try to override the Holy Spirit. Now, he's telling you what to do right, but no, you refuse to do it. You just willfully just doing it, man.
Mm-hmm.
In most instances, Nick, it happens in marriages.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, if a wife do a husband wrong, right, man, the girl got some trouble, man.
Yeah.
This guy cannot let nothing go. Listen, man, I mean, he refused to, man. God be telling everything, he refused to. Listen, bro, I submit to you, this brother is not a believer.
Yes.
Man, listen, bro. Man, we have pastors, man. A pastor wife doing wrong? Man, and that brother go quick in his flesh, man. That brother forget everything the word I said. Let me preface that. That is if he doesn't study the word.
Yeah.
You know, but what I think about Nick is forgiveness is making the decision within to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person who has hurt you, regardless of whether they deserve your forgiveness.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's
it. Bruh, forgiveness is you hurt me, and I want to hurt you back, but I give up my right to hurt you for hurting me. Oh,
yes. That's it.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
I've given up my right to get you back for hurting me. That's the hard part.
So you have to stay right there, Brother Frank. Because you did not say, giving up my righteousness.
No.
You said, giving up my right.
That's right. No.
See,
no,
we talked about earlier about being righteous versus being right.
That's
when you cross over that line of being right, then you remove God out the equation.
See, Nick, not that the person deserved to be forgiven, but it's like we talked about earlier, I just don't want to be carrying around bitterness and resentment in my heart because them two demons, they can take me deep, deep, deep in a deep sinkhole, man. You can almost not recover from that. Because them boys will be in your ear, man, telling you all kinds of foolishness. For forgiveness, Nick, is so powerful, bruh, that most marriages could be saved by it.
Yeah.
That's how powerful it is.
Yes. Absolutely.
So forgiveness is that action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. Marriages dissolve by the thousands, man, the millions. Because, hey, man, bro, they just don't want to forgive, man.
They can't. Brother Frank, let me tell you something. Let me tell the whole Pathway to Truth Nation something. This is what God showed me during this week of studying. This is going to set all of y'all free, including me. Okay, look. Forgiveness is a spirit.
Yeah.
I told you earlier, I may have scathed over it a little too fast. I'm going to say it again now because this is really, I'm getting towards the end of my comments today.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is a gift from God. The Holy Spirit told me plainly this week, you don't have the ability in your own power to forgive.
Right.
So it has to come from me, he said. I had to stop for a second and think. How many times before my life in Christ I actually forgave somebody and the number was zero? Because he showed me in his word and in his deed what true forgiveness is.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, think about everything that you have done, son. He says in his word, even in the prodigal son, I came to you and the God who knows everything, I'm talking about the omniscient God, the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God. He said, I can't even remember. Oh, my God. What you did.
My God.
Man, you can't get happy off of that, you did.
He said,
I can't even remember what you did. That's why I can give you a party. That's why I can give you a banquet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't remember what you did. That's how we know that forgiveness does not emanate from us as humans. And so when we get to the point where we are violated, the only shot we have, I don't care how holy and righteous you think you are, is to turn that thing over to God. That's the only shot you have because he says, I have the ability to heal and deliver and restore. No man can do that. That's it.
Bruh, that is one of the most powerful things that we done here.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else with that, man.
God bless his name this morning. I give him all honor, glory, and praise. I thank you, Pathways to Truth Nation, for tuning in to think about your life this week and think about those who are on your hit list. Have an awesome week in the Lord. Be strong, believe in yourself, and don't be afraid. Peace and blessings.